Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast on the internet. It is your host, Hot High Priestess. Oh my God, I'm so excited for today's episode. I'm so excited that you're here. I am loving the priestess perspective. You guys, I literally almost bawled my eyes out when I saw all of you guys reposting the priestess perspective as your Spotify Wrapped top podcast. Are you kidding me? I love you all so, so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to every single person who has listened to this podcast, whether this is your first time finding the priestess perspective or this is your 10th episode. It just amazes me that we started this podcast just a few months ago and it has built such a cult-like following, honestly, and attracted just the most amazing community in the world. So if you are here, you are the dream. You are the most amazing person ever. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I really, really, really do. I am so excited that you're here. Happy December, Priestess fam. How are we feeling? December is one of my favorite months to manifest, actually, because it's the last month of the year, right? And as an ADHD person, we have, you know, what's called time blindness. And basically we need the pressure of everything being last minute to get shit done. So whether it's manifestation, whether it's ADHD, God knows, I feel like December is such a potent month because this is the final stretch. We all started the year with particular intentions. Maybe you created a vision board. Maybe you had these dreams. Like, take a look and see how much you've accomplished. Oh my God. I guarantee you that you are in a place right now that you probably didn't even imagine you would be in at the start of the year. So much has happened for you in this 1 year. And you know what's crazy is it's actually just starting. Like, I feel like so much happens in December. Straight up, I feel like, I don't know, at least for me, like 50% of the growth actually happens in this final stretch. So if you feel like there are goals you have, there are certain things you want to get done, there were intentions you set that maybe you didn't hit, babe, it is not too late. December is the month. It is the month. Okay. And I, you know, as the Priestess fam, we are always ahead of the curve. Okay. We are always on our shit. We are going to not just like fulfill our, you know, while people are writing down their New Year's resolutions, we have already fulfilled them by the time the new year rolls around. So in the spirit of finalizing goals, in the spirit of getting shit done, I was just listening to Leo Skeppy's podcast this morning, and he was talking about how there's this energy in the air of just like fucking stress, anxiety, just like feeling super like on edge and stressed out and pissed off and overwhelmed. If you are feeling this, you are not alone. It is the holiday season. It is December. It's the final stretch. This is the, you know, one of the more important months of the year, you know what I mean? And so there's a lot on the table and a lot up for grabs this month. Like, December is such a potent portal of a month. We have the 12-12 portal coming up, which, by the way, so excited. I'm going to be hosting a free, incredible event, incredible transformation class for the 12-12 portal, which is also just happens to land on the last new moon of the year, the Sagittarius new moon. I have a wait list that I'm going to link down below if you guys want to grab a seat for this free 12-12 portal class that I'm going to be hosting. And seats are going to be really limited, which is why I made that wait list. Last time we did the 10-10 day portal, we literally broke the internet. So secure your spot. I will email you the details ASAP. December really is a portal. You know what I mean? It really, really serves to be a portal in which so much is up for grabs. So much is on the table. You know, if you're a business owner, then you know, like, December is the month. It is the month because this is the month where it's your final shot, right? It's also the month where money is kind of circulating in and out. And there's so much beauty in that because it's like, it's a very much like giving and receiving energy this month. So not only do you want to tap into like the masculine energy, right, which we're typically gravitated towards, but December also is all about feminine energy, being the receiving energy, being tapping into pleasure and play and fun and manifestation and spirituality. And in today's episode, I actually want to talk about exactly that. You know, we're entering December and trust me, I have been grinding, okay? I've been stressing myself the fuck out, I'm not gonna lie. And my ADHD has been through the roof. And one of the things about ADHD is we become emotionally dysregulated if we're overwhelmed, overstimulated, when shit hits the fan. Like, it's really hard to control our emotions and regulate ourselves. And to be honest with you, I have been a little batshit crazy because I've been stressed the fuck out, because when there is so much on the table, when there is so much up for grabs, when you have these fixations and these desires and these dreams and these things that you know you're capable of accomplishing, it can be a lot of pressure. And we typically have this belief, right, as a society and from the way we're raised, that we have to work hard to succeed, that we have to fight for a spot, that we have to fight to make it big, that we have to work our asses off. You know, when we think about new year, new me, we think, oh, well, like I have to grind and I have to, you know, like freaking hustle and all this. And that's been like, unfortunately, kind of the sort of energy that I was like tapped into for a bit there. And it just was not conducive for growth for me, to be honest, you know? And I think as a business owner, we're often encouraged into this sort of mentality and mindset and energy in every aspect of life. If you're a college student, or if you are working 9-to-5, or if you are a business owner, I feel like there's just this energy where people encourage you to hustle, grind, you know, make your dreams come true by, you know, saying no to plans and not going out and sacrifice, right? That's a big one, like sacrifice and this, that. And there's so much discourse about this, especially from men, to be honest. And I don't know about you guys, but I do love watching men talk on podcasts. I love listening to men speak. I love hearing how men think, because I love the masculine energy and I love masculine mindsets. And it, you know, in a way, as a Capricorn, I feel like it's been really conducive towards my growth in some regards. But I realized at a certain point, especially lately, that I was like overwhelming myself and starting to resent the process of growth. And one of the core foundations of manifestation is frequency, right? It's that we attract the frequency that we are tapped into. And in order to create something in our existence, in our reality, we have to tap into the frequency of what it is we want. If we want happiness and positivity, and we want, you know, to feel super blessed, and we want to feel so rewarded and accomplished, that doesn't come from being tapped into the frequency of stress, of disappointment, of resentment. That is such a low vibration, low frequency, and that isn't a state that is conducive towards attraction. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't tactical steps that we have to take to get us from A to Z, right? Of course, oftentimes, not always, but a lot of the time, we do have to take tactical, tangible steps to get us to where we want to go, right? Whether it is weight loss, whether it is, you know, a promotion at work, whether it is 10xing our business, or even like attracting a partner. Like, there are tactical, tangible steps we have to take. While yes, like we are all going to undergo the journey of getting there, the journey can be a treacherous one, or it could be one that's exciting, fulfilling, that makes us want to run through the path and find shortcuts to get us to the final destination. See, when we tap in to the frequency of attraction, what does that look like? In what frequency do we have to be tapped into in order to attract effortlessly? I have found that in my experience, and this, like, listen, I don't know, is this a hot take or what? But like, in my experience, especially as a business owner, And maybe this is just because I have done the subconscious reprogramming work towards, you know, being in an abundance mindset. But for me, I have made the biggest moves in my business, made the biggest sales days, sales months, or just general growth and expansion in my business and in my own personal development when I was the happiest, when I was living the biggest, okay? When I enjoy the fuck out of life. And I am tapped into this just pure pleasure of life, like this love and lust for life. That is when the moves start moving bigger. I live bigger. I move bigger. Everything's expanding when I personally am expanding. You know, when I take care of myself, see, my business has always been a reflection of my personal self. Of my development, of my happiness, of where I am on a spiritual level. And I wish more people talked about this because I think there's just this incredible limiting belief that you can't attract when you're in a state of pleasure, when you're happy, when you're out traveling, when you're having fun with friends. I've truly had some of my biggest sale. I just to throw out some numbers here, on 11/11 day, I was at a business retreat, okay, with some amazing CEO women. And I remember while we were all sitting at this like conference table or whatever, and everyone was strategizing and thinking about all the ways that they were going to, you know, make moves to make money and all this, it hit me for a second that I have always made the most amount of money when I just simply decide I will by having fun. Like, it's really that simple. When I'm enjoying the process, when I feel effortless flow, that is when I attract the most. And so I remember I was sitting there and it was 11/11 day and I had plans for other stuff and launching other stuff in my business. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm simply deciding. And I said it out loud to the girls. I was like, you know what? I'm just simply deciding I'm going to have a 10K day today. $10,000 sales day. You know, I'm just simply deciding that it's going to happen. Do I know how it's going to happen? Not right now. I don't, right? Because we're about to go dance on the beach and have some drinks and just chill the fuck out and go to a photo shoot and look hot. But I decided, fuck it, I'm going to have a 10K sales day on this random whatever day was, a Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't know. And yeah, I simply decided. And that's my I am simply deciding method. I go more in depth about it in my podcast episode called The Two Manifesting Methods That You Should Know. You should really check that one out. I didn't know how the sales would come in at this time, right? But I had the pure confidence that it would happen anyway, and that I gave myself permission to enjoy life and expand as a result of it in my business, in my personal development, in every aspect of my life. I choose to expand. I expand with expansion. Is this, I feel like this is blowing my mind right now because this is the real shit. I give myself permission to succeed, to grow, to receive just by existing. It's one of the lyrics I have in my song with Ashley in Half Woman, Half Universe. I receive just by existing. And that affirmation right there, that is prayer. Okay, that is gospel, okay, right there, because it's real. I receive just by existing. I do not have to work. I do not have to struggle. I do not have to prove something because I am inherently valuable. See, wealth is my birthright. Abundance is my birthright because my existence is valuable, and wealth is simply a reflection of the value you see in yourself. Period. Fucking period on that shit. And if this is resonating right now, I don't know how much longer it'll be available, but I do have a free money magnet masterclass link down below for you. If it is available still, check it out down below, where I go really in depth about all this, totally free. But yeah, like, I give myself permission to not only, you know, tap into pleasure and not only attract abundance and succeed through pleasure, but to succeed a lot, right? Like, I talked about this on my story lately about the guilt that a lot of us, especially immigrant children, feel in our success journeys and our up levels, because there's this, I feel like, this narrative that we are pushed as immigrants or children of immigrants, oftentimes, at least in my experience, that, well, success is a direct correlation of the work you put in, right? And that just simply is not the case, to be quite frank with you. Success is more so a correlation of value. And, well, if we're talking about wealth, at least, right? But I feel like oftentimes we feel guilty for wanting more, desiring more, and believing we are worth more and attracting more for up-leveling. Like, there's this weird guilt that I feel like a lot of times we feel. And I am simply deciding now that, like, I will no longer feel that guilt, because if I want something, I can have it, right? And there's something I teach in the free class, the free money magnet class, which is the more wealth that is in my hands, the more good that circulates into the universe. See, there is this often, I think one of the reasons why we associate hard work with wealth and have this association that we have to hustle and struggle to make more is because we view money as like a bad, evil thing, and that we have to like work for it and, you know, deserve it or be worthy of it or prove ourselves, or yeah, like basically we have to work for it because it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing to have wealth, right? So you have to like prove something when you get it, you know, or something like that. Like, I feel like there's some weird ass limiting beliefs around this. And unfortunately, as someone as my, like myself, who grew up in poverty, this shit's hardwired, or was hardwired into my brain. And I did a lot of subconscious reprogramming around this, more of which I talk about in the free class. But unfortunately, this shit was for a long time hardwired into my brain. And then I realized like wealth is actually a positive thing. Wealth is simply expansive energy, right? It's an expansion, and wealth expands on who you already are. The more money that is in your hands, the more of you that exists in the universe. Wealth is simply an expansive energy. It expands on whatever it lands on. Damn, I spit bars on the priestess perspective, for real. God, I love stream of consciousness. Guys, if you have been feeling called to start a podcast, fucking do it. Also, if any of you want to be on the priestess perspective, feel free to pitch yourself in my DMs. I would love to have some of y'all on, especially if any of you are former students of mine from Manifest Magic or any of my other programs. Definitely reach out in the DMs. We'd love to feature some of y'all. But straight up, like, wealth is expansion and expansive energy. And so what I realized is I was like, I'm a good person. And the more wealth that is in my hands, the more I'm able to influence people, impact people, teach people, educate people. The more I'm able to do what people love, the more I'm able to do what I love and what others love from me, you know? Wealth is expansive energy, and because I am a good person and I am a valuable person, it means there's more value in the world. On a very deep subconscious level, the first step of feminine energy is value, is seeing the value in yourself and realizing that money isn't evil, and that you holding more wealth or more success or whatever it is a good thing. And creating that subconscious reprogram right there, right? And so in a lot of ways, this taps into our, you know, topic of the day, that pleasure is the key. And going back to my story, I simply decided that I would have, you know, a $10,000 sales day on 11/11 day, which is not uncommon in my business, by the way, which is insane. Like, I think, like, previous Sarah would have been shitting her pants if she heard that. And I only say these things because, again, number one, fuck feeling guilty about making a lot of money, because wealth is expansive energy. And two, I say these things because there was once a time where someone said this shit to me, who was a business owner, and a woman, or various women in my life who are business owners, who served as expanders in my life. I would not have known that it was possible to make $10,000 in a day easily while dancing on a beach if I had not seen other women do it too. And so let me serve as your guide, as your role model, as your expander. See what I have done and realize you are just as talented, maybe more talented than I am, and you could do it too. You are inherently worthy and talented of it. The only reason I was able to make $10,000 in a day is because I believe I was worth it. Like, I'm worth, well worth the $10,000 I made that day. You know what I mean? And I'm a valuable human being who attracts the wealth I believe I'm valued at. And at every level of my up levels and expansions in my business, in my career, in my life, in every desire or respect of my life, it has always come as a direct result of or in direct reflection of the value that I see in myself, you know? And so, dude, I need to start like recording these episodes on video because I'm spinning bars out here. Holy shit. But yeah, so yeah, wealth is simply expansive energy. Anyway, and so I set this, you know, goal, $10,000 in a day. I decided I wouldn't have to really work for it. Like, that was the decision I made, and I gave myself permission to take the day off. It's actually funny. Actually, it's funny because I remember that day I was stressed out about another thing that we're launching, and I was supposed to, which I will reveal on 12/12 day. If some of you guys know, some of you guys are already a part of it. It's going to be my very, very exciting money manifesting program. I'm not going to reveal the name yet, but if you watch the free class, you will probably hear about it. And it's going to officially launch on 12/12 day, which I will literally cry because that is the thing. I'm truly the program I'm the most proud of in my entire life. I poured my heart and soul into it and gave it my all, and it is truly a work of passion. Obviously, as you guys can tell, I'm a Capricorn. I fucking love talking about wealth and expansion. And as someone who grew up in poverty myself, like, this is shit I wish I knew, and it's priceless information, you know what I mean? But anyway, and so I was like beating myself up because I was supposed to launch this one thing on 11/11 day, and I felt so misaligned, so stressed. I was like, holy fuck, I'm in Miami. Like, I just want to go enjoy myself. And now I'm getting all these, you know, messages from my team, and all these things are going wrong, and there's so much resistance towards launching this other thing. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, fuck it. Universe, show me how. Universe, show me how method. I talk about that as well on the podcast in the same episode as the I'm Simply Deciding method. And I said, universe, show me how. Show me how. Like, show me how I can make this money effortlessly, easily, without resistance, without fucking stress and anxiety and freaking heart palpitations and emotional dysregulation. Universe, show me how. And universe guided me towards enjoying myself. I felt this, you know, I decided, I was like, I'm giving myself permission to make $10,000 today dancing on the fucking beach. Okay. And so I gave myself permission. I said I'm worthy of it, and I truly believed it, and I was confident enough to proclaim, not just to myself, but literally to these girls I'm on a business retreat with, that I would make the $10,000 that day doing nothing, okay? And so, you know what I did? And so I did the damn thing. I said, you know what? I'm letting go of these other projects that are stressing me the fuck out, that are causing me so much resistance in my life. I'm letting them go for a second, and I'm going to lean into pleasure. What brings me happiness? What elevates my frequency, my vibration, my emotion? Because our reality is a reflection of the frequency we are tapped into, right? Holy shit, dude, I need to start a church or something, because this is it. Happy Sunday service, y'all. Truly preaching the choir here. But so I tapped into the fucking pleasure, and I did go to the beach, and I did look hot, and I did take my little picky pics, and I did, you know, make friends and beautiful, amazing connections with women. And all I did was make like one story post on Instagram, and in the morning after I decided that I would make a $10,000 sales day, and bada bing, bada boom, I did. And not only that, I actually made an $11,000 sales day, which I think is even better because it was 11/11 day. And I was like, that's literally universe sending me a fucking sign, confirming to me to lean into pleasure. And the funny thing is I was like, if I was tapping into the resistance, into the stress, and I chose to launch this other thing that felt so misaligned in the moment with the timing of it all, I wouldn't have made anything that day. You know what I mean? And so it just goes to show, like, pleasure is expansion. You know, and I think especially as women, we have to remember, like, we are the feminine, we are divine feminine. It is our job to enjoy life, the beauties of life, like, to you know, sit back and receive. It's innate to who we are and our frequency and our energy. And growth for women oftentimes does come from receptive energy, from feminine energy. It doesn't have to all the time, but you have the choice to, even if you're a man, right? Just tapping into the feminine frequency. So another thing I want to really discuss here as well is the, and this is like, this is it. This is going to be the part that blows your mind, right? Because similar to the universe show me how method, I have this very profound belief that if there is a significant amount of resistance towards something, you know, you really want to lose weight, but you've tried everything and it's not working, right? Or for example, let's say you really want to grow your business and you're really pushing something, or, you know, whatever it is, right? You feel a lot of resistance towards a particular thing, right? Something that you really want, let's say. I will usually take that as a sign. And what I typically find that is, right, is that if you feel that resistance, heavy resistance towards something, a lot of stress and emotional dysregulation towards something, it's usually a sign that there is a spiritual shortcut to the thing that you desire that you're not seeing. And so you, on the physical plane of existence, right, you forget the power of manifestation, the power of your mind, the power of the universe, right, to create things on your behalf. Do you forget that the universe is conspiring in your favor, right? It's not just you, it's the universe co-creating with you to create the thing that you want. And so oftentimes we put all the responsibility on ourselves and not distribute the responsibility between you and the universe as the co-creator of your reality. And so what I typically find is that when there is that extreme resistance, it's usually a sign that there is actually a spiritual shortcut. And I'm going to give you some examples of this. And this is your fucking reminder, right? That you don't, like, sometimes it's easier to do the energetic work to get you to the thing that you desire than it is to do the fucking physical labor. Sometimes it will literally get you there faster by doing the energy work than doing the physical work. And I mean this, like, I truly mean this. Let me explain. And this, again, goes back to the idea of tapping into pleasure, tapping into feel good states, right? So I remember, and I tell this story all the time, how I felt so much resistance towards weight loss when I was losing weight. Just under a year ago, I tried everything. I tried every fucking diet. It was so stressful. It was so painful. It was so difficult for me, right? I hired weight loss coaches who fucking dropped me, who quit on me. Like, I did all these workouts that stressed my body, that I was doing everything. I was doing all the physical hard work that you'd think would allow me to lose weight. And guess what? I didn't lose any weight. I actually gained weight. And guess what the only thing that fucking worked was? Guess what? Guess the fuck what? I went on a trip to Europe to have fun, right? To tap into pleasure, to tap into spontaneity and fun and what felt good to me, what felt good to me that I did not feel resistance towards. And guess what happened? I lost 10 fucking pounds. 10 pounds! Effortlessly! Did I end up walking like 30,000 steps a day? Yes. So I ended up doing the damn thing. I ended up still taking the journey. But because I tapped into pleasure, I got through the fucking jungle so much faster, if you know what I'm saying. Like, the path was paved for me. Rather than going through this treacherous journey, right, that would be the same amount of steps, I tapped into pleasure and I got there so much faster. And happily, when I say I get paid to exist, does that mean I do no work? No, I obviously work. But because my job is what I love, what I would be doing for free, it doesn't ever feel like work. I get paid to exist because I do what I love, right? That is the essence of today's episode. Do what you love. Get paid to exist. Receive just by existing. Remember, when you tap into pleasure, when you're in a feel-good state, you move a lot faster. When I was in Europe, it was a lot easier for me to walk 30,000 steps than when I was hating myself, hating my body, thinking about weight loss, you know, my fucking personal trainer screaming on me at the phone, right? When you tap into pleasure, you can do the things you need to do with love, with bigger movement, right? And that's what people forget. is you would move so much bigger if you did the things you loved, if you were tapped into the frequency of pleasure, right? And so in what ways are you tapped into resistance? And in what ways is being tapped into that resistance limiting you? In what ways can you tap into pleasure and trust that the pleasure will get you to where you want to be, because you will move bigger and you will move with more confidence, more ease, and no resistance. Pleasure is like the lubricant of manifestation, okay? And I cannot emphasize how important this is. You're gonna hear the business owners talk about, my God, like I show up on camera and I fucking post every day and this and that. But like, if you hate what you're doing, you could post all day and you won't get a single fucking sale, because that's the way the fucking universe works, okay, babe? Because when you're tapped into doing what you love, people see it. The universe sees it. And the universe rewards you for it, because everything is a reflection of the frequency you're tapped into. The universe is a mirror. Because you could know how to get from point A to Z, right? You could know everything you need to know about how to get to where you want to be. But if your mindset isn't in the place that it needs to be, you won't take a single step in the direction that you need to go. And so that's what I want you to remember, is do not fear the pleasure. Fuck all this limiting belief shit about fearing pleasure, fearing the pleasure is a bad thing, and that, you know, enjoying life and feeling at peace and feeling happiness and tapping into the things you want to do. You can make so much money doing what you love. You can elevate yourself and succeed doing what you love. You can benefit the collective and yourself doing what you love. Everything starts from doing what you love. I always say this, do what you love and the money will follow. I've always said this before I even got into manifestation. One of the key takeaways for you during today's episode to be that oftentimes there is an energetic shortcut to where you want to go. And it's sometimes very hard to believe that, right? In the heat of the moment, when you know, really look at the world very tactically, it's hard to believe that sometimes, that there is an energetic shortcut. But start by slowly integrating pleasure into your life, bits and pieces of it, whether it is going to a fucking farmer's market on a Sunday morning, like I did today, you know, and straight up, it's so crazy. I'm only going to say this because I really want you guys to understand what I mean. It's like yesterday I was stressed the fuck out. I was so emotionally dysregulated. I was working so hard. I was actually trying to record this podcast episode from a place of stress and obligation and feeling like I had to do it, right? And I literally had not a great sales day yesterday. And this morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? Fuck feeling like obligated. This is a privilege and I want to act from a place of pleasure, a place of like me wanting to do this, right? And so I said, you know what? What do I want to do? What like pleasure can I tap into? And I ended up, you know, going to a farmer's market this morning and it was so cute. And I bought myself little flowers and got myself some berries and I made fucking $4,000. Okay. Like it's crazy what happens when you tap into a high frequency like that. Why? Like it's, and I don't know. This is just the way, I think in part it's because one, I give myself the permission to succeed through pleasure. And I think the other thing is that's how I've decided my universe operates. That is how I've decided my success operates. I've decided that my success is a reflection of my happiness, of my joy, of me living the most fulfilling, extraordinary life. And honestly, some of the most successful entrepreneurs that I have met, especially women, will tell you the same thing. That their most successful months came not from doing more, but by living more. It was when they went to Costa Rica, they had this crazy epiphany and mental realization that then became this crazy business plan that then came into fruition, made them a multi-million dollar business. You know what I mean? It's through living bigger that so many people expand. And I want you to think about too, like in your life, how many times there have been where you had these crazy profound points of expansion through enjoying life, like whether it was traveling or, you know, taking a risk and doing something fun and spontaneous or on a trip with someone, like you change fundamentally as a person. And when you move from that state, that frequency, like I said, it's a fucking lubricant. Like things move so much quicker and faster and smoother, and there's no resistance. And so you tap directly into the where you want to go. And I think, again, one last time, there are energetic shortcuts. You know, everything in my life has benefited from tapping into that pleasure. And it's not only the work and not only the money and the success, but like the people around me benefit from it too. Obviously, you guys benefit from it. Like today, I decided not to record my podcast episode this morning. I decided instead to go live my life, to live bigger, to go to the fucking farmer's market, right? And then I was like, you know what? Now I feel good. Now I actually can sit down and record a good episode for the people that maybe inspired you today, right? And I did that because I tapped into pleasure. So how can you tap into pleasure to that then benefit someone else's life? And because I tapped into pleasure and I enjoyed myself, not only did I have a good sales day, but now I'm not annoying the shit out of my team, you know, and I'm not a bitch to everyone. So look, at the end of the day, the frequency you're tapped into is what will be reflected in your physical, tangible reality. And that is fucking gold. This episode has been amazing. I feel like every episode we record just gets better and better. And I'm thinking that maybe we need to set up a podcast studio out here. So if anyone's actually in LA and knows how to set that up, DM me, because your girl could use some hands. But holy fuck, I've been loving this episode. If you guys feel inspired by this, if you guys want more of my energy and you really love the podcast, definitely grab my Manifest Magic Workshop. It is truly the best decision you'll ever make in your life. And I'm going to link that down below for you. It is my manifestation guide, my A to Z, how all my students are attracting their wildest dreams. We've had some of those students on the podcast. And yeah, so go check that out. It'll be linked down below. And I do have that free Money Magnet Masterclass as well, where I do reveal the secret program that we're dropping if you want to know before everyone else. And of course, the 12-12-day portal class will be happening soon as well. Limited seats is totally free, and that will be happening on 12-12-day, the last new moon of the year. The waitlist for that is down below as well. So I will email you with details on that. But that's the episode for today. If you've enjoyed the podcast today, make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars. I cannot express how important it is towards the podcast and how much it benefits us here and how inspiring it is for me and motivates me to show up every week. I really appreciate it. It shows me you guys are loving what you hear. And yeah, if you could take 3 seconds to rate the podcast 5 stars, it would mean the world. Feel free to screenshot and DM me on Instagram so I can thank you for rating the podcast 5 stars. I love you endlessly. I cannot thank you enough. Guys, we are truly like killing it here with the Priestess Perspective. And this is just the start. We just started this podcast. It's only going to get better from here. And I can't wait to see what we bring to the Priestess Perspective. But you know what we already have brought? The best community in the world. I love you endlessly. I hope you move big today. I hope you tap into the pleasure, tap into the peace. You deserve it. Don't forget it. You know, if this podcast episode found you, it's probably a sign to go tap into the happiness, the things that you love. Do the things that truly bring you fulfillment, right? And I just want you to remember that you really deserve it. You are extremely worthy of it. And not only are you worthy of it, but it'll actually benefit you and everyone around you. So I love you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Happy December. Happy Sag season. And I'll catch you next Sunday. Bye.